This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday both Washington and Arab states believe the status quo of a Hamas-controlled Gaza cannot continue, and he's discussed with his Arab counterparts how to chart a better path forward towards a two-state solution. Blinken made the comments at a news conference in Jordan's capital, Amman, alongside his Egyptian and Jordanian counterparts, following a meeting that included foreign ministers from other Arab nations. The Arab states called for an unconditional ceasefire. But Blinken said it is the U.S. view a ceasefire now would allow Hamas to regroup and repeat attacks. He pressed for humanitarian pauses to allow aid to get into the region. Blinken said all parties involved agreed they cannot allow the conflict to escalate.
Throughout this conflict, countries across the Middle East and beyond have played an essential role in preventing its spread. Today, we all agreed on the importance of using our respective influence and capabilities to deter any state or non-state actor from opening another front in this conflict or taking other destabilizing action.
Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Salati, said they also all agreed there must be peace in the region.
The priority now is to ending this war, to saving innocent lives, to preventing further destruction, to restoring hope, and to stopping the very dangerous dehumanization. All lives matter to all of us.
U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, has accused President Joe Biden of supporting genocide against Palestinians and warned of repercussions in next year's election. In a video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, late Friday, the Democratic congresswoman from Michigan repeated her calls for Biden to back a ceasefire in the almost 9-month-long Israel-Hamas conflict. This is VOA.